Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today we interview Narcy of Cable CrossFit in Upland. Being a CrossFit business owner and having that surge right now in this type of facility, I want to understand from Narcy exactly why they're successful, how they've grown, and how it benefits not only men but also women in the long run for their overall life. Narcy does a phenomenal job explaining and answering these questions, and also to exactly how his members are more of a family than actual clients. And in the show notes, we give you Narcy and Cable CrossFit's information, so contact them for a free workout and see if it's right for you. Enjoy the friendly membership they have there, all right? Enjoy the overall interview, and I will talk to you afterwards. There it is. Good. Dr. Tony, chiropractic, Crooked Spine Show podcast. Narcy talked this week, kind of went back and forth. I saw your podcast on Bolo Podcast. Phenomenal. Okay. Let's talk through your story. This is about CrossFit, about staying healthy any way you can. I like the group training aspect of it. It gives people ability to, with friends and sometimes with family too, or making friends, how do you find people you associate with have the same goals in mind? So walk through your story. You've been here for a couple of years now. What happened a couple of years ago to make you want to do this?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was training. 2015, I got my cert for my level one certification for CrossFit.
Okay.
I was training for a little while, a little bit before that, and then a buddy of mine.
Why were you training? I mean, what kind of work do you do to train?
Well, my day job is I'm a law enforcement officer.
Saw that.
I'm a detective with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's.
Won't tell anyone. Okay. Got it. Keep it secret. Got it.
So that's my day job, and then CrossFit. I just kind of it drew me to the group aspect of it.
Why?
Because I played sports growing up.
Very good. Teamwork.
So, played sports growing up. Played a little bit of junior college baseball.
Great.
And then after that, it was go to work. So you lose that whole team concept of everything that you grew up playing since you were a little kid. So you kind of miss that. Once I got into CrossFit, that fulfilled that need of a teamwork atmosphere.
What gave you, for me at least too, it gives you, okay, if I enjoyed, if I was in high school and college playing sports, that camaraderie, that ability to be with people that have the same type of goals, can you get that when you're working a full-time job? Yes, obviously. Right. And with your work, did it help you stay fit for your work?
Yeah, absolutely. Wearing a Sam Brown or the duty belt for law enforcement or the vest, it adds quite a bit of pounds onto you while you're working, and then sitting in a patrol car for hours at a time, trying to get in and out. And it just it has a huge effect on how your body operates.
What's amazing, where I see a lot of people that sometimes are in law enforcement or physical work, and unless they understand, if I need to do this work, I have to spend extra time outside of my 9-to-5 job to stay healthy to do the work I have to do. Some people you know have gone to law enforcement or physical work too, and now they're hurt, now they have problems and they can't get back to work.
Yeah, it's a difficult task of staying healthy in law enforcement. I mean, you'll go hours sitting in your car, either waiting for a call or handling calls or just getting in and out. And then the next thing you know, you're contacting a guy, and now you're either running after him or there's a fight, or your stress level goes up, shooting through the roof, which is oftentimes a lot more difficult on the body than the physical aspect of it.
So the mental stress of not being in a relaxed state, if you want to say in a healthy, relaxed state, can affect your ability to respond properly when you have to do it right away.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. I've worked with a chiropractor who's seminar a couple years ago where there was a big shooting toward the beach, I think Huntington Beach or Seal Beach, and a lot of it is ability to handle that situation at an instant, moment's notice. And when you're in a stress state, your body's fatigued, your mental clarity goes down 3 or 4 octaves. How do you change that? How do you avoid that? And I think, like you said, by staying in shape, physical shape allows your body to stay in a relaxed state. So we'll go over down the line in our talk today. How the neurological, chemical, and overall body stays in a better balance, tolerate that stress, maybe even short-term. Let's go back to your story, too. You started 2 years ago. You start with this place overall, and was it smaller? Was it a different spot?
No, this was our spot. It's obviously the equipment. We keep investing money back into this place and buying more equipment.
Fantastic.
Which is awesome. It's a blessing to have such great members that stick with us through the beginning, and,
yes,
and are still here, and now they can kind of see what we have today, as opposed to the member that comes in and goes, oh, you guys got some nice
yeah, they're all set up like that.
You didn't see it before when it was just this rig and a couple rowers and the barbell. So
what makes people, like you said a second ago, start with you, and they're their founding fathers per se, and why have they stuck with you now? What do you see from an outside perspective?
I think we meet people where they're at, and nice, then push them out of their comfort zone a nice bit, but not too far. You know, I mean, you
give them that confidence.
Give them the confidence to do what they want to do. They see that confidence, and then everybody has their own goals.
Yes.
We as coaching and as a staff have to identify individual goals for each member here, and then help them get there. And then have that balance of not pushing them too far to where they're going to push themselves to maybe get injured, get discouraged of not reaching that goal.
Even though, how many trainers are here besides yourself?
Seven or eight.
But it seems like it's still a one-on-one atmosphere where you have that personal touch. Hey, like, how you doing today? What's going on? And you know everyone's name by the first name, so it makes it more personal, so they get to trust you more, get to know where they are that day. You get to know, hey, I'm exhausted, I had a big trip, I'm coming in the gym today to work out, but I won't push myself this hard. We can avoid injuries like that.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on knowing all our members by their first name, and taking it a step past that and knowing their husband or their wife, if they bring their girlfriends in, their kids' names, what sports they play, what they do for fun. So we pride ourselves on knowing that and getting to know each person individually on one-on-one basis.
And as a Minnesota myself too, that gives people personal touch. Hey, they care about me. I have no problem staying even if I'm not comfortable all the time here, because I know I'm getting the best they can out of what they can give me. And what I obviously as clients too, they come in with different things like you mentioned. You know, they come in here knowing it's a safe environment for them.
Yeah, I mean, we want what's best for them.
But you still want to be able to push them.
But we want to be able to push them, because that's where you grow.
That's it.
You grow outside your comfort zone, which is hard. It's hard to get people outside that comfort zone.
And do some people come in where they were like yourself before, an athlete coming back and trying to get back to the athletic phase, or are there some people that have never worked out before and they come into? What's your range of clients?
And we get everybody. We have some Division I college athletes that work out here.
Wow, okay.
And then we have older ladies that are grandmothers, and they're all working it out in the same class, and they may not be doing the same weight or the same movements, but they're all doing the same. They're doing the same work. They're putting in the same level of intensity.
The effort level is for what they're doing is going to be matching someone who may be a D1 athlete. Their effort level. So you're making sure everyone's working hard enough to see the result.
Absolutely, everything's scalable to what that person needs. Whether we put prescribed weights and stuff with CrossFit is,
okay,
like they're say a deadlift in a workout has a prescribed weight of like 155 for the guys and 105 for the ladies.
Okay.
Most people aren't going to be able to do that prescribed weight,
yeah,
in whatever the workout is, and get the same intensity or the same scope of what that workout's intended to feel like. So you either have to scale the weight back, or scale the number of reps back, or you have to scale it up and wait for those more advanced athletes that need that push.
And by knowing your clients individually and personally, you know where they are on that scale from their last workout. And if it's increasing or decreasing reps for them, or increasing or decreasing weight for them, it allows them to see, okay, they're watching out for me, but I'm not going to hurt myself, because I can push myself too far. I'm going to wake up and go, I'm hurt.
Right.
So I want to make sure I have someone watching for me to go, hey, look, how do I go somewhere again where it's safe? With yours, you mentioned women are pushing weight also and doing that. Why do women feel comfortable here doing bodybuilding and weightlifting with CrossFit?
I think just because we focus in on the first, you want to learn the movement,
okay,
and
so
then
you
want to be consistent with that good technique,
okay,
and then you bump up the intensity,
okay,
right? and then it's a fine balance with the coach and the athlete of knowing how hard to push that intensity. If that intensity continues to, you're able to push it up higher, 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 and then that technique's starting to break down, well, maybe let's back down the intensity a little bit,
yeah,
get that technique back, and then push the intensity again. And it's a back and forth thing with the coach and an athlete, and it's that trust in that relationship and knowing how that person moves.
And some people don't realize that, because I see people in my office, I'm a chiropractor all the time, injuries from CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not being, one thing, careful what they do, or sometimes naive, that they don't know, they don't have to keep going up in weight just because they have to, because their form is suffering, they don't watch their own form.
Yeah, I think ego gets the best of us.
Humans.
Ego gets the best of us.
I saw Johnny pushing a lot of weight. I'm going to go push Johnny's weight.
Yeah, he's pushing that car. But, I mean, you walk in and you may be a deconditioned athlete where you're not, I mean, you were a college athlete,
yeah.
You were a high school star, and now you're coming into an environment where you have some women that are moving some pretty good weight. And as a guy, you look over there and you're like, she's lifting more than I am. I got to do that same thing. And that's where you're going to get hurt.
And a lot of it is, if you come into a safe environment like this where you feel, okay, this guy's doing this, this guy's doing this, now there's a mentality, I'm going to do what I can do and build up to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's progression, not perfection.
That's huge. And I think a lot of people don't understand is, going to a normal gym, you're not getting the training you need, even if you want to pay a few less dollars, because you can hurt yourself or work out with bad form, now you cause an injury.
Yeah, and I don't care what kind of workout you're doing. CrossFit
is
my little space, and,
yep.
and I enjoy it, and I don't think it by all, it's not the end all be all of,
yes,
of workout programs, and I understand that. However, if you find something and you're not getting the proper training, you're not getting the proper coaching, and you're just kind of left out there to fend for yourself, unless you're pretty good at a visual learner on looking at YouTube videos,
yeah,
and stuff, then that possibility of injury goes up. I mean, the injury possibility is always there, right? Because you're moving a weight, a certain load from one place to another, and you see it happen when you pick up your kids. You go and your back's tweaked out.
Done.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's always the dumb thing that you do.
But it's not knowing, and it was a risk of getting hurt, right? Get by a Mack truck tomorrow. But a lot of it is, what can I do today and tomorrow to work with myself and someone that can guide me here, for example, to allow me to make sure my workouts are efficient. A lot of people deal with time, and a lot of people have short amount of time, maybe with kids, work, commuting, whatever it is. Can I work out efficiently when I do my podcast, when I interview with people, to work out efficiently and simply to make sure I'm in and out in a certain amount of time, but get the most of my workout without causing problems down the line and getting the health benefits. When I'm outside of the gym, I can lift my kids. I can work in the yard. I can do dishes. I can drive long distances and still feel good afterwards.
Absolutely. And I think with working out, I think people think the more weight that you lift, whether it's, I mean, there are days that you go for one rep maxes and stuff,
yeah,
like that. It should
when
be,
you're ready.
It should be kind of few and far between.
Yeah.
But when you, don't be impressed with the amount, with the volume. Be impressed with the intensity that you're able to provide.
And does that intensity carry over to your day? What makes your day feel good too?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a mental barrier that you're able to break through, or maybe you have a 20-minute, we call it a 20-minute AMRAP. AMRAP.
What are these terminologies? I've never heard of
that. Yeah, just had a brain fart.
We'll get back to it.
Anyway,
so. It's something we have to do. Okay.
As many rounds as possible.
Got it.
20 minutes, as many rounds as possible.
You
have a certain amount of movements. And you
do that every day?
It's not every day.
Yeah,
it changes whether you're doing a workout for time or a set time. So some you have a workout for time where you have, say, three movements and you have to go through five rounds of it. You want to get that done as fast as you can.
Got it.
Those five rounds done as fast as you can. Okay. Other days you have the, and as how many rounds can you get in the 20 minutes of these four workout or these four movements?
Yeah.
So you may get 8 minutes into it and think, I don't have anything left to give to this workout. I'm done.
Yeah.
But then you get to the 9th minute, you get to the 10th minute, you get to the 11th minute, and pretty soon you're finishing the workout, and then you get done and you're like, I didn't think I wanted to quit. But
why do people continue going if they feel they're done? Well, what's the mentality, or what's the physicality, what's the environment like to cause it to happen?
I think it's the coach putting it, good, talking about it from the very beginning. When we put it up on the TVs here,
okay,
and what the workout's gonna, what the workout is,
okay,
how it's gonna feel, and what the intended stimulus of that workout is.
Okay, so they come in with a little bit of preparation before the workout even starts.
Yeah, absolutely, and then they get through it, and the coach being there to talk them through it. Okay, countdown. There's different ways, like the mental strength that you can that you can dig deep and figure out different ways to trick your mind into thinking that it's not that difficult. Whether you have 10 more reps to go, instead of counting 1, 2, 3, up, try to count down from 10 to 1. It makes those reps a lot easier. And then looking around at the other people that are putting in the effort and they're going through the same suck that you're going through.
You're like, they can handle it. No, Johnny's not in good shape as me. Why can't I do this?
Yep, exactly.
And that's not, it's, like I said, it's not going back to heel. I'm going to lift more weight than they are and lose my form because injury. But if anything, this room allows people to motivate each other to keep going to see the overall benefit for each individual. Yep. So you're reaching individual goals by having group motivation along with the coach motivating.
Yeah, you're pushing your intensity as far as you can go, as high as fast and as efficient as you can be in that movement.
And the coach is watching the whole time, so you're not going to be able to mess up. Or, like you said in the other videos, you're not going to miss a rep and no one's going to catch it.
Yeah.
That's one thing, this accountability there. We all humans want to go, no one saw me miss that one, so I'm good.
And you know when somebody, so double unders when you're doing jump rope and the rope passes under twice. Right? So you always know when somebody's accountable for their reps when they break on their double unders, it hits their feet, and then they go and they do one more double under.
Because it's easy to say,
to count those double unders, those 50, it's difficult.
Yeah.
But that person that's doing it has that in the back of their mind, I got one more rep to go. And then you see them do it, and you're like, okay, that person can be trusted to do all their reps.
With that motivation, I think you find people that are sometimes leaders, extroverts, introverts, and they help each other out, allow them both to work together. Hey, look, let's make sure there's no one left behind.
Yeah, so the cool thing that we see in our gym is those more experienced athletes are also giving instruction to the newer athlete.
So the
coaches are going around, and I'll see somebody giving instruction to a new athlete, and I'll just go and stand there and listen to what they're saying.
Perfect.
And if they're telling them the right thing, then I'll let them tell them. I mean, that's the atmosphere that we want to have around here, where somebody is given, jumping in and giving them that correction, even when a coach isn't around. But ultimately, it's educating each individual person, so they're not going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to take whether they move or they get a new job or life hits them.
You plan for that. You educate them to make sure they know what to do properly when they're outside.
Yeah, so when they can do it on their own.
It's classic. And one thing is, when you have people that are like that, where they become leaders inside your facility, inside Cable CrossFit, allows them to know that they're doing the right thing too.
Absolutely.
And they're reinforcing their behavior and paying it forward to be the good example for other people.
And I think it all starts with new members walking in here and the old members just walking up to them and introducing themselves.
You make a friend right away.
And that's what you get here. Yeah, they walk in the door, and I mean, we've all been there walking into a new gym, and you're like, okay, what am I getting into?
Yeah.
I mean, these people are weird, they're CrossFit, they're in a cult. Right? So,
it's actually a cult.
That's what people say. So you walk into that thing not knowing what to expect, and then you get greeted with a friendly face or a handshake. And
like, hey, these people are not their own little clique. I'm accepted even though I didn't know who I am.
Yeah.
It's like a church.
Yep. And then,
or a church has been cult.
Yeah, and then if nobody feels comfortable inside your place, then there's an issue because they're not going to give you their full potential.
That's
what they're paying for you to draw out their full potential out of them.
That's in there, and I've gone to places too where it's just quiet. You wait for the church to show up and you do your workout and you leave. By having that camaraderie, has that made this place grow through word of mouth mostly?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that we're looking into and starting to do. So
well, you've done well at this point.
Stuff we haven't gone out and done any promoting, other than social media and people within the walls.
And when you lose, and this is a problem, a lot of the facilities, gyms that are around you, corporate gyms especially, their biggest problem when I talk to their managers about their social media is their turnover. The biggest thing is this month we have 3,000 members. Last month, we only had 2,000 members, so they may have promotion, and they may go all the way up, and then people stay for 2 weeks, and they go all the way down again. You build a routine, though, because on average, you want about 65% minimum of your clients for personal referrals. You're way above that. You're already on a good point. When you get there, we talked a little bit already, too, what do clients say that's made them say, you mentioned the welcomeness, the friendliness for one, too. Do you see more people coming from your advertisements you've done before advertisements, or more of you said, just personal referrals and why?
I think personal referrals and why, and Yelp, I guess we're getting a following on Yelp and getting people, and we don't really do a whole lot.
He does no
that.
Work and he gets to see success.
No, I
do all the work.
It's something that I need to do. It's
yeah.
something that's opening my eyes. Yeah. Like, I need to put more effort into this, into Yelp. And we had one of our members create their Yelp account because her mom used to work for the Yelp business.
He's so lazy. Laziness.
Yeah,
but when you see success, though, that's the thing is, how do you get more people to see, okay, we have a good system here, we have a good atmosphere. Get people to see that and just come in for a couple of days, see how you feel, see if it's right for you. If not, good. At least you tried out a good place to go. What I worry about is going to a CrossFit gym for one or any gym and then getting hurt the first couple of days. That's why that January effect with most gyms in January 1st, in the first month, people go in not knowing what to do. They do what they did in high school after they've had years of scar tissue and sitting on their tail at an office job, and they hurt themselves. So what they do, they never go back.
Well, so if you walk into a place and you're a deconditioned
athlete, yeah, we've done well.
What do you do you have a coach? Do you want your coach telling you, hey, we're not going to do that movement that the rest of the class is going to do?
Exactly.
Or do you want somebody to tell you to do it? Most people want to do the same exact.
I want to get there today.
Yeah, they want the immediate gratification of being
yes.
there. But a lot of coaches will allow them to do that same exact movement when they should be doing something completely different and working on building up to that. So there's a progression for every type of movement, right?
You walk them through a process, like I said, wherever they are, and how do you get there? But in your time from what you have to get there will be different for everyone.
Yeah, so people think because I'm not doing what the workout is or whatever the rest of the class is, we might have 12 people doing one workout and one person over here doing something completely different, but that's what's safe for that person.
And the room isn't like, hey, that guy's doing different, whatever. They're like, hey, let's keep the motives, keep things going so we're all in the same atmosphere, keep everyone, even people that are behind us, moving forward the whole time.
Yeah, because one day that person will be exactly where that
you want
the rest of the class is. And the cool thing, nobody cares. Nobody
no.
cares what you're doing or what your workout is or how much weight you have on that bar.
It's right? about you and your head, what you think you want to do, and how do you get there slowly. What when you talk about someone coming in for the first time, what's your assessment? What's your initial thing that you do with them? Walk me through that, because a lot of people want to know exactly how you make it safe, how do you get to that point.
So we'll go through and we'll have them sign the waiver, which has a bunch of questions, health questions and stuff like that,
okay.
As to what they their current workout regimen is, if they've done CrossFit before, smoke, drink, just basically health medications, stuff like that. And then we'll have them, I want to see how they move regularly. So we'll put them through the warm-up, which just should be some joint rotation stuff, just basic movement stuff, whether it's a jump rope or whether it's a bear crawl crawling on the floor.
To watch them all the way through how they're doing.
A kettlebell swing or deadlift. It's a hinging
okay.
pattern. I want to see how they're moving.
Okay.
And then from there, break it down and start assessing them in a one-on-one sense.
And then from there, what does that take? That one session, two sessions to get through that?
So, we have them come. We have two coaches normally for every class.
Okay.
There's a few
okay.
classes that like our 4:30 a.m. class.
There it is. Those
we
people just come in, they work out and go.
Yeah, those are the. I mean,
you're not awake at
the cops, the firefighters,
yeah.
the doctors.
Yeah.
You
just work.
People that have to be on a train to get to LA.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we normally have, like I said, two coaches in every class, and one of the coaches for the newer people will pull them off to the side and work with them individually.
Awesome. So actually they see the individual attention to make sure the right things. So they have to come in with a little humility. Look, I'm not going to be there yet. I might be there. Let's make sure the right things to get there and stay there.
Yeah, like, I mean, today I had to suck my pride up and use a lighter weight because I knew I wasn't going to get through the workout in the correct time domain.
Yeah.
Right? We had 18 minutes to get it done. And I had to scale my weight back, and it hurts my ego, but
of course.
It's something that, if I'm preaching it to the members here, then I have to do it myself.
Be the example.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the key, is when you come in with a sense of, okay, this is something different for me, I've never been here before, there may be certain classes that may be not outside my league, but I need to scale up to, what's it take someone to scale up to something like that? Is it sometimes 2 weeks, 3 weeks? What should they expect patience-wise?
It all depends on what their background is,
okay.
what their
okay.
level of strength. I mean, if somebody doesn't have any upper body strength, it's going to take a while to get a pull up.
Do you also do a lot of injury recovery too?
As far as like stretching mobility type stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. I've got just a basic knowledge of, I know that if your shoulder's hurting here, it's probably not coming from that position, right?
Don't push 100 pounds on the shoulder.
Yeah. Boy, so I know enough to refer them to somebody that can do that. we can do like just basic assessments.
And when they get to a certain point where they feel, okay, I'm comfortable with the weight, I feel I can progress further and further, what do you see them tell you outside of the facility, outside of Cable CrossFit, that they enjoy now more or can do more of, or actually, what's the benefit outside of here?
Ultimately, we're working out here so we can function outside the walls.
That's right?
We want to be able to go for hikes with our kids or pick them up or play with your grandkids, right? For some people, it's getting up in and out of a car, carrying groceries up three flights of stairs to their apartment.
Simple. Or that we think is simple.
Yeah. Or somebody that's going to go hike Cucamonga Peak.
Yep.
And get to the top. So
8 hours.
It's cool when somebody comes in and goes, I had this hike. We had somebody do it today. I can't remember who it was, but they came in and they're like, hey, I went on this hike. It took me 7 hours, whatever.
Yep.
It kicked my butt, but I kept going and I finished.
How do they get the motivation, and we know, how do you let them know, to get to that 7 hour Cucamonga Peak, for example?
How do they get the motivation? Well, I think they draw on all their past experiences and going through a 20-minute AMRAP here and realizing, hey, I'm only in mile one of my 7 mile journey and I'm tired already.
But I've done
it. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And that goes to your mental toughness outside the gym when you are not just doing something physical activity, but something when life hits you, punches you in the mouth, and you're knocked down, how are you going to respond to that? You draw on your experiences here.
Well, the work ethic you put in here goes, but I want to tell kids, I talk to high schools and junior highs too, a lot of whatever work that you're putting in now, work ethic you're putting in, allows you to progress to the rest of your life. So if you can work out here and push yourself what you're used to, that goes, hey, that mental toughness allows you to do the whole life that way.
I listened to a podcast a couple weeks ago, and I want to say it was Jason Kalipa's podcast.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to butcher this quote, but it was,
yeah.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
That's it. Your habit is one way. You can't keep adjusting back and forth. The neurology behind that is when you have a good work ethic program going on, you have that habit forming, your body knows that as your new normal now. Now it can tolerate the stresses that you couldn't deal with a month ago very easily, so your body's in fatigue, tire, worry, become anxious, and you wake up relaxed. Your body knows how to deal with that stress now. So, and mental toughness takes about 9 times more energy than physical toughness, so when you can deal with that, your body doesn't break down. You don't have that attitude shift where I can't do it. You maintain that I can do it all the time. And you probably see it all the time with your clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can see it on their face. You can see some people where they give you that look like, holy cow, I'm not going to make it.
Is this it?
And you're like, okay, slow down, take a deep breath, look at me, focus, pick up that weight.
And when they leave here, do they feel like, wow?
Yeah, once you get done with the workout and you're like, I feel great now. I mean, it didn't feel good when I was doing it. And the best thing is getting the text messages from people like, hey,
it's awesome.
Thanks for that extra push. Thanks for maybe scaling some of my weight back when they were cussing you off.
Because
you're taking weight off of their body. Like, leave it, I can finish.
Yeah.
No, really, you can't. Let me take this 5 pounds.
It's Tourette's. It's a form of Tourette's when you're under stress. It's always.
Yeah, so. And I do it too.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, it's just, that's the best feeling and the best satisfaction for me, and that's ultimately why we opened this place was to give people a place where they can come and escape their reality, escape the world for 1 hour,
crazy world,
and come in here. If you're not in the gym having fun and enjoying yourself for that 1 hour, even though it sucks while you're going through it, but you're having fun doing it. You're having a good time doing it.
Doesn't that sound crazy? I'm getting my butt kicked. I have Tourette's, but I'm having fun doing it. But it's not, once you try it and see. You understand, okay, that's what it is. You almost have to try it and go, okay, I'm going to try this once or twice, see how things go. I mean, more than that, probably, hopefully, too. But then you understand the joy once you've gone through that pain, that suck, to actually get that feeling of chemically the serotonin and endorphins kicking in to a higher point you've never gotten to. You can't get that higher point neurologically unless you've gone a lot lower than you're used to, in the sense where you've pushed your body more than anything you have in the past. And being doing it safe in a safe environment, with people around you watching the whole time, keeping you motivated the whole time, too.
Yeah, that's key. I mean,
that's
having somebody watch you, and I mean, sometimes it's, hey, push a little bit harder. You can do it.
Yeah, I know you.
I can see that.
Yeah.
This isn't going too fast.
There's a game popping in your head right
yeah.
now.
But, yeah, it's just knowing when to push them and when to pull them back, pull the reins back.
And outside of here, too, what are the most clients who they become, I call friends or colleagues, or at least these, I guess, somewhat of a friend, to, hey, look, we're going to hang out here this weekend. You want to go with us? Does that happen here, too?
Yeah, I think people come here for a workout, and they leave here with a family and friendship. And that's where I think most of our extra dollars go to. And it's been a hectic year for both Autumn and myself. Autumn's my business partner
yes.
here. Just with medical stuff going on with both of our spouses.
Sure.
But Christmas parties at the end of the year where they come in and they have a good time. I mean, this is our board of year, so
yeah,
they're going paddleboarding, kayaking. They're doing competitions and a champagne run in Los Angeles. So something every month where people can get together and go and do stuff.
Good.
And yeah, they now people are calling each other like, hey, you're going to go to this, you're going to go to that.
It's that positive peer pressure. Hey, we're going to an event. Can you come with us? We need one other person.
Yeah.
You mentioned before playing sports in high school and even college too. That teamwork, that social environment is healthy for our bodies. We've learned to become what introverts are on computers or phones sometimes, but that allows us to become somewhat isolated. By having that outlet and going, hey, look, I'm invited here. I have friends here. They want me to go with them. I should probably go.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You have people in here that are willing to take time out of their day to invest in themselves.
Phenomenal.
Right? And you want to get around other people that invest in themselves. Same thing with business. You want to get around other business-like-minded people that are going to stretch you and push you past those limits that you think you can get to.
And I think when you do that, when you're around those, that association allows you to grow more, maybe physically, mentally, even as a scholar too, be successful in your personal life and business life.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I agree 100% with that.
Yeah. Anything else for your first show you want to tell people out there for, this is July 2018?
If you guys are looking for a gym and looking for somewhere to come and get around other like-minded folks and just invest in yourself and better yourself, come in, try a class. I mean, we say one class to try, but ultimately I want you to try a couple classes to make sure that this is where you want to be. I don't want you to just pay the monthly thing and then figure out, nah, I don't like this place. I mean, take a couple classes, see if this is truly what you want. If this is where you want to be, because there's plenty of gyms around, and there's great gyms around this area, and we're just fortunate to be in this space and invest in people's lives and let them, I mean, them trust us to do that.
And what I've seen so far, the minimal amount I've seen them on social media and talked to them before too, and people around by the podcast, is there is a family here that will help you grow physically and mentally and psychologically become a better person. And physical is part of it too, but you have people that make it safe for maybe men, women, older, younger, doesn't matter, so you can understand that pushing some weight is good for your body. Your body needs that to grow and stay healthy. Without that, without the load on your body, in a good way, with that deep good form, someone watching you and knowing what that is, then your body can stay healthy for a long time neurologically, chemically, and hormonally. So you have the overall balance to tolerate more stress in your life when it does hit you. Not it, but when it does hit you, and you want that sometimes to become, I deal with the Upland Chamber a lot too. I tell them, you're getting busier, so you have to stay healthier. You're getting busier, so you realize you're not going to burn out if you keep your body healthy here. Those are the successful people out there, the ones that actually keep themselves healthy. That's part of their daily routine, to do something physical, keep their mind right, so you don't overstress about something or do something that's not right for them or themselves. Even with law enforcement too, keep yourself strong, so mentally it affects your ability to think clearly.
Well, if you're a business owner, I'd encourage you to work out with people that you employ.
That's it.
I know with law enforcement and even in here, that bond grows so much tighter when you're going through the same workout and you're seeing somebody not give up and keep pushing past things that they didn't think that they can get through. And now you guys are both feeling that same way, and at the end of it, you're giving high fives and good job, and then you're talking about it at work. It just breeds that good atmosphere, even at a workplace.
And that team effort, doesn't matter if it's work at a gym or wherever you're playing a sport, allows that camaraderie, that bonding, that you can trust that person. I know where their limit is, I know where they are, I know when they're in a bad spot, lifting heavy weight or exhausted, they're still going to be on my side. They're still going to be pushing me, I'm pushing them too. That bond is very personal at that point, allows them to trust them more in a work environment or even a friend environment also.
Yeah, plus if they're healthy and they're not getting sick,
yeah,
less sick days that they're calling in.
And less medications too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing how people don't realize working out helps you get healthier versus staying home and doing nothing, where things get tighter and more scar tissue and everything. That's another podcast I'll do next week probably.
Yeah.
Right, anything else for the first one?
Honestly,
this is the biggest thing. It is come here to enjoy the atmosphere that's going to push you enough to get yourself stronger and healthy, or outside of here, like you had mentioned, at that point you become a leader in your own community.
Awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
That's how it goes. It's like I said, it's not complicated when you tell your own story.
Hope you enjoyed this talk with Narcy Sosa, the owner of Cable CrossFit in Upland. Realized my biggest thing out of the highlights that I've put in the show notes is their friendliness, their ability to bring in new people and want to be their friend right away. At that point, new clients along with old members get an idea of a normal workout for them is pushing their body to their limit, and over time getting stronger, healthier, so they're outside the actual CrossFit gym, they can enjoy a healthy, normal life. Again, what I like too is that it promotes a healthy balance of male and female workout attendees, not just males or females. So again, the family atmosphere is the key. And again, as always in our show notes, go to our links, to the Facebook page, leave comments. Again, contact their Facebook page, we'll put that on there too. So at that point, they want to hear from you how they're doing. And as always, we love to hear your feedback on our iTunes review and also our Facebook review. And go to our other podcast and see exactly what keeps you simply healthy. All right, enjoy this talk, and I'll see you next week.